Certainly, the weather has undergone quite a transition from the weekend to now. After a steamy first weekend of June, we have returned to more seasonable late spring weather across New York and western New England. It's been a pretty nice day with sunshine mixed with clouds. There's this batch of clouds that has moved into areas north and east of Albany, while the brightest weather has been from the capital region on south and west. Temperatures are running a little bit below seasonable levels for this time of year, basically in the 60s and lower to mid-70s, and there has been a gusty breeze out of the north and northwest that has been rather refreshing at times. Moving into the night, we'll have high pressure that will crest overhead, so we are expecting a mainly clear sky and diminishing wind. In turn, it's going to be a pretty chilly night as temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s. There is the possibility of some frost in the typically colder locations. Into the day tomorrow, we'll do it all again with bright sunshine mixed with clouds as high pressure continues to move off to the east. Temperatures tomorrow should be a tick or two warmer than today, running basically in the 70s in most spots, though we may fail to reach 70 in some of the typically colder locations. Then we deal with some changes as we head towards the end of the week as moisture begins to come into the northeast. And some of this moisture is going to be connected to the tropics. So we are looking at the prospect of potentially some heavy rainfall in the Thursday through Friday into maybe Saturday time frame, which could prompt some flood watches depending upon exactly how heavy the rain is. But the bottom line is that we have another gem of a day tomorrow, and then conditions will turn unsettled Thursday into Friday, and some of that rain late week will be heavy. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, patchy frost in the typically colder spots, low 35 to 40, some lower 30s in the coldest locations. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 68 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, patchy frost in the typically colder spots, low 35 to 40, some lower 30s in the coldest locations. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 68 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the middle 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with periods of rain and thunderstorms, high in the 60s and 70s. Friday, cloudy with rain likely, possible thunder. Rain could be heavy at times, with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.